Good morning. This is Abby with your Daily Berlin Briefing for Monday, June 11th, 2018. On this day in 2010, the FIFA World Cup opened in South Africa, the first time football's biggest tournament was held on that continent. Held every 4 years, the 2018 World Cup in Russia will kick off on Thursday. According to police, about 1,600 people took part in the anti-Israeli Al-Quds March in Berlin on Saturday. Also, several hundred people each took part in two counter-demonstrations. The protests went off without major incidents. About 600 officials kept the demonstration separate. According to police, significantly fewer participants than expected took part in all events. A police spokesperson said that compared to previous years, the course of the Al-Quds demonstration had been largely inconspicuous. Only one flag of radical Shiite Hezbollah was confiscated. In the past, there were repeated arguments between Israel supporters and opponents. Anti-Semitic incidents have repeatedly occurred in recent years. In December, the relocation of the U.S. Embassy to Jerusalem had led to several protests in Berlin, during which flags of Israel were burned several times, and anti-Semitic attacks also followed. This is another reason why a broad alliance of counter-demonstrators was formed on Al-Quds Day, from left to right. Representatives of all parties sitting in the House of Representatives were called on to join the counter-protests. Green politician Volker Beck called on the Islamic associations in Germany to take a clear stand against the Al-Quds Day. Beck said in his opening remarks that it is not only about accepting democratic rules of the game, but also actively defending them. The final rally took place near Breitscheidplatz. After a chase in Berlin during which a young woman was killed, one of the alleged thieves died in the hospital, as announced by the Berlin Public Prosecutor's Office. The 18-year-old co-driver is said to have stolen tools together with the two other men on Wednesday evening. During the subsequent chase from the police, the escape car hit several vehicles and a 22-year-old pedestrian was hit and fatally injured. The Tagesspiegel reported on Friday that the young woman was apparently pregnant, though the police did not want to confirm that. Two other women were injured. The 27-year-old main suspect and driver of the escape car was arrested on Thursday evening on charges including the urgent suspicion of illegal car racing resulting in death and dangerous bodily injury. The 27-year-old and 14-year-old suspect continue to be guarded by police in the hospital. The number of socially dependent neighborhoods in Berlin remains almost unchanged, the result of the latest social monitoring report, which is published every 2 years. Berlin is divided into 447 areas for the study. About 10%, about 44 areas, had a very low social status during the evaluation period. They are considered areas in particular need of attention and should be given special consideration in urban development planning. What is surprising is that only 4 of the 44 areas mentioned that require special attention are located in East Berlin. According to the social study, the situation in 9 socially deprived areas of Berlin has improved somewhat. However, the situation has deteriorated noticeably in 10 newly listed areas. The social study also warns against several problematic trends for Berlin. According to the experts, poor people are increasingly being pushed out of the S-Bahn ring to the outskirts of the city. Moreover, the number of people who work but still need help from the state remains almost the same. However, there's also a difference here. According to the study, the social situation in Western Berlin is deteriorating more than in Eastern Berlin. Monitoring social urban development has been carried out regularly since 1998. The study is based on the indicators unemployment, long-term unemployment, the transfer of non-unemployed people, and child poverty. For the period now presented, December of 2014 to December of 2016, the figures for this have improved slightly overall, particularly with regard to the factors of long-term unemployment and child poverty. However, the latter is still at a high level compared to the rest of Germany. Around the start of the school holidays on July 5th, passengers in Berlin must be prepared for long waiting times at both airports. At Tegel, the airport company Berlin-Brandenburg FBB expects around 75,000 passengers at the holiday start on July 5th, around 20,000 more than on normal working days. Just a few days ago, the airline Eurowings pointed out problems in Tegel in an unusually clear manner and demanded additional space for security checks. The airport operator had then announced its intention to improve processes at the congested airport. Another reason for the expected delays is that ground staff and handling companies have been working at the limit for months, especially at Tegel, mainly due to numerous destinations offered by Eurowings and EasyJet. In 2017, they had taken over parts of the insolvent Air Berlin and thus also numerous takeoff and landing rights in Tegel. An airport spokesperson is expecting that the processes behind them will still take a while to run smoothly. In other words, there are still a number of problems with the operating procedures, which have changed dramatically in the last year. However, the airport company is spreading some optimism. In April, 85.3% of Eurowings aircraft took off or landed at Tegel on time. To stay updated on local Berlin news every weekday, subscribe to our podcast by visiting berlinbriefing.de, follow us on Twitter and Facebook, or enable our Alexa skill. You can also find us and other Berlin-related podcasts on bearradio.org. And if you like what we are doing, support us by telling your friends, send us feedback, and rate us on iTunes. Berlin Briefing will be back tomorrow. Thanks for listening.